available at GreatLakesAndLand.com, or you can give Tim or Linda a call, and they'll tell you about all the properties they have. Any of you may be interested, including this one right here. It's a multiple terrain parcel for game and waterfowl in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and you should check it out. Located in Diorite, 139-acre parcel, about half lowland and marsh with a tributary stream of the Escanaba River passing through it. The rest is higher and wooded with some rolling hills. $88,000. That's all you're going to have to pay for this 139-acre parcel located in Diorite. 524-6288. Talk to Tim or Linda. Tell them the Outdoor Show sent you their way. And you can also visit their website. Check it out, GreatLakesAndLand.com. All right, so I was thinking a little bit about a phone call I had over the weekend from a friend of mine. Headed out doing a little bit of bow hunting for his deer. Totally deer crazy, but, you know, really hasn't done a lot of deer hunting until the last couple of years. And this is for more of the beginners out there, but it might be a refresher or a reminder for those of you out there who have been deer hunting for a long time. If you're a bow hunter, you experience basically three different segments of deer hunting, okay? The deer go through three different periods during bow season. Now, most people think early season, rut, and late season, and that's true. But I would think about it in these terms. I think you'll have more success. You have early pre-rut, then you have the pre-rut itself, and then you have the actual hardcore rut, which continues through December until you come out of that into where they're just going to try and put the feedback.